those are the best speeches you don't have to deal with after the speech.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to start the next Gemara. Shamir, I was doing in Shir, you know, we're in Shir, I'm a little behind here. Sometimes I thought I would prefer being ahead in Shir, so I don't have to, but I'm behind. So we went over your shot and we thought we had a good cash on it. So we'll have to see. Maybe I'll write it up. I'll send it to you.
Sounds good.
Okay. We'll see. But anyway, but we were working on your shot. But
Sifso's double most bekever.
What?
I said Sifso's double most bekever.
No, I don't think you're going to say that.
I'm joking.
Okay.
It's like saying Zatzal.
Okay. All right. We're starting the new Gemara. Ma'akev la Rav Zeira, Rebbe Zeira. And it's interesting. I don't know exactly why, but all the people here are Rebbes. Most people in the Gemara, generally speaking, are Ravs. You know? But here, all the last people are Rebbe Eloy, Rebbe Hanina, and Rebbe Zeira. So obviously this conversation was, you know, it sounds like this conversation was, I don't know.
Does that mean that they were from Eretz Yisrael?
It means that we're, yes. It means that they were at some time in Eretz Yisrael. Could be that they came back to Chutz Yaretz, but it means that they were from time to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rav Zeira is okay. You know, Rav Zeira is world famous because of my Dvar Torah that I always say about Rav Zeira, which I'm sure Asi Shamir knows the Dvar Torah, that I heard this over from a Talmud of Rav Zussman, who was a very chashver person, who was a Talmud of Rav Chalap. And he said that there's a Gemara in Makkos that when Rava, I think it was Rava, got drunk and died Rav Zeira for a Purim Suda, and he got drunk and he killed Rav Zeira. The Rava or Rava, I don't remember.
I think it's Rava.
Rava. Okay, so Rava killed Rav Zeira. So the Shaida is, why in the world would he do that? Even people today, when they get drunk, they don't usually go out and kill people. So Rav Cook said that there's a Gemara that Rav Zeira had neighbors who were Rishayim, and the Rabbanim wanted to punish them, and Rabbi Zeira basically protected them. Obviously, the Shem Shemayim, he was trying to, whatever his cheshbon was, trying to mekari them, whatever it is, so he didn't let the Rabbanim punish them. So he said that Rabba felt that was a terrible thing because you're keeping Rishon and Klai Yisrael and you're causing a bad hashpa. And therefore he held that Rabbi Zeira was Chayiv Misa because he didn't stop killing him because he was drunk. He killed him because he passed and he was Chayiv Misa because he's keeping Rishon and Klai Yisrael. And that's why he wanted to kill him. So Rav Cook said this on Purim when he was drunk. I forgot to say that. So Rav Cook said that Zeira is Rosh Teves Zera Rav Yitzhak Avram, which happens to be Rav Cook's name. And he said, Rav Cook said that he, Rav Cook, is a Gilgo of Rav Zeira, Yitzhak Avram, and that he also tries to protect the Nav from people. Rav Zeira also moved to Eretz Yisrael, that's why he called Rav Zeira. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. There's some kind of other comparisons to Rav Zeira, which I forgot what they were. And just like they wanted to kill Rav Zeira, the rabbis, because he was protecting the Nav from people, they also want to kill him.
Rabbi, why isn't that Zarya? Why is that Zarya, not Zeira?
I can't tell you how you pronounce words. I don't know.
Why did Rabbi Davin that Rav Zeira should come back to Chiz Mason? I mean,
he sobered up, he realized the truth. But anyway, that was his words. The Rav Cook said that. He said the pshat is not that Rav Cook didn't mean. He said that Rav Cook, then if he went in Purim, he went to Sons of Art. He really held of it, but he only was ready to reveal it on Purim. Okay, anyway. But the Gevaldik of what? Let's go say, Samakale Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira had a question. The Nikna Bashina Hashem. So apparently, this is where introducing here new concepts, that besides Shinoi, there is a Machlaikas, whether Shinoi Kaina. There's a Shinoi Akaina and Shinoi Hashem. Now, I don't know whether there's three different Shinois. There's Shinoi Hashem, Shinoi in the Maisa, you know, Shinoi in the Guf of the Chepetz, without Shinoi Hashem. Like, in other words, you go ahead and you smash it, you make a giant dent in the car, still called the car, but it's with a dent, it's a shinui. It's a shinui Hashem, which is even though you hold tlev and asahayo, you say if it, even though it's maybe not called the shinui, because it's a shinui of memeda, and it's the beta, but whether a shinui memeda is not called the shinui, but it's still a shinui Hashem. And then there's shinui rishos. There are three different shinuis, all of which a ganav is kaina. Do they have the same halachas? That is not clear. Probably do not have the same halachas. Some are with Yiddish, some are without Yiddish. Anyone remember the Bikiyas?
Rabbi Zeiron Samach Zayin himself says Shinui Achuzer is not quoted by Shinui Hashem specifically.
Okay. But all right. I think Shinui Rishus is a Shina, whether it needs Yiddish. No? Is that a Machlaikas?
Shinui Rishus certainly needs Yiddish.
No, is that a Machlaikas in the Gemara?
I do not believe so. I don't know.
I don't remember. I think
I'm quite sure that shinui rishus has nothing to do with shinui of the object.
Right. Well, okay. So shinui of the object, I think, does not need yish. And shinui rishus we passed it does need yish.
Shinui rishus I believe needs yish. Shinui of a standard shinui might be a machloket. There might be scenarios in which the Rama you need yish. I don't know.
Okay. So there's things at some time. Okay. Anyway. We'll have to see as we move through this about Meruba. So here we're introducing the first time for us, Shinui Shem, which at least it sounds like from the Klei Yeshua that it was on this more that Shinui Hashem and Shinui of the Chavis is learned out from the same Pasuk. He basically seemed to want to say the same Drasha, Shinui Kaina from the Drasha of Eishra Shedinasher Gozal, and that there's two ways why it would not be considered the Heshem is like Zayna Shergazal, either because it's a Shinei in the Chepsa or a Shinei Hashem. It's all the same. The passage, there should be no, just a different way of getting that it's not the Heshem is like Zayna Shergazal. Okay, so anyway, so he's asking Akasha, the nickname is Shinei Hashem. Now, why is he asking? In other words, what's his Kasha? Who said there is a Shinei Hashem? What's his Kasha? We're taught Tlev and Asahai. So Reb Chanina brought a raya that's not called a shinui. Rabbi Eloi thought it was a shinui. Reb Chanina brings a raya, it's not a shinui. Poshim Shan, Reb Chanina's svara is that because since it's a shinui, abom emeida, so it's not a shinui. Something which happens naturally is not a shinui. So comes along Rabbi Zeira and says, Rabbi Zeira, behind the shinui Hashem. Who tells Rabbi Zeira there's a shinui Hashem?
It's now called an isle. It's now called a shore. So that's
Pashup Shad is because he knows from Mitzias, right? Ma'isim b'chol yom. It says Tzlev. It's even Rabbi Eloi's Lashon. It's Tzlev and Asayo. Right? It doesn't say Tzlev and Asa Tzlev. Tzlev and Asayo. So we see from the Lashon Tzlev and Asayo that we're talking about that in the vernacular. It was called, when it's little, it's called a tzlev. And when it's old, it's called an ayo. When it's little, it's called an ego. And when it's old, it's called a short. So that's his kasha. Makle razeh, nikna shina shem, amarava, shor ben yoimo kari shor, ayo ben yoimo kari ayo. Shor ben yoimo kari shor, because it's a posik. You say, shor kezeve kivare. Ayo ben yoimo kari ayo, they say,
okay. Maybe Yaakov was just a little love dafka.
But you know, I don't really see the right in the psukim. Sure, okay, so I don't see classroom of the mother. But I think we're gonna skip the right in the psukim. I don't know that I'm gonna, you know, you bring it right in the psukim. You learn nothing, you figure out the raya that you see from the psukim that Shor ben Yoimo is called a shore, and Ayo ben Yoimo is called an ayo.
So we never learned in yeshiva how to do drushas properly.
What?
We never learned in yeshiva how to do properly, like read drushas.
No, we never learned. Yes, that is 100% correct.
Yeah, so maybe we should rectify that.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not the one to rectify that because I have a very, very poor talent in grammar.
What's the problem with the pasuk? Is the problem with the pasuk?
I just don't know the Gemara, but you know, when Gubin, I want to discuss it, so we're discussing it. But it says sure. Oh, in the first part, it says sure ben yankar sure. It says sure a tevis o ace kiyavane. Now, Kiev, where do you see there that what's quoted?
I think the Yivali is going on the shore.
Yeah, it's going on the shore.
Yeah, okay.
When it's born, so it could be born as a shore. Or
sure, Kiev.
On the day it's born, it's calling it a shore.
Kiyavali means it's given, it's born.
Evil.
Yeah.
When well, obviously, a shore can't give birth.
Right. So, sure, I'll get the way Kiyavali. It means when it's given born.
Will be born, Kiev Aleid, when it will be born.
It will be born.
So that is called that. Now that is a good rye. And another rye was the 80 sign for the Wakalti. So what's the kasha? 80 who the Wakal plus in Wakal? And an Ash Mamine, 80 Ben Yomakoro Aya. What's the rye?
Yaakov would have spelled it out.
Right. Yeah. I think that Lavan would have considered a possibility that he would have eaten.
Kvasim means a baby ayo.
Yeah.
I mean, here we say kev etzle. So etzle and a kvasim are the same.
I believe they are interchangeable.
Okay, that's what got me confused. So kvasim, you know, kvasim welcome means kvasim means a baby ayo. And an Ashmami, they I'll be not you kind of eye. Okay, so we do, so we get the right nips up. Okay, so but what's the problem with the Gemara?
What was Rav Zeira's half Amina?
Yeah, what was his Amina? So we said what that his Amina was.
Yeah, but if the Pesukim
that it's called different names.
Pesach Shem requires that it terminates the first name and only and becomes the second name. Not that the second name was already applicable at the beginning.
Okay, and then I would say a little different. Bajabshat, Bajabshat, Shinei Hashem. What happens? Shinei Hashem. Let's say, does a Shinei Hashem have to be a Shinei Hashem? I mean, I mean, what makes something a Shinei Hashem?
Well, isn't the Shinei Hashem?
It's a new entity that has different characteristics than the previous one.
What?
It's no longer a slant, and now it's an aisle.
It needs to take on some new characteristic, but the main point is that as a result of the new characteristics that it's taken on, it's now called something that was not previously called, and it's no longer.
The worship shot over here is that when Rav Zeira asked the Kasha, Rav Zeira knew from Maisim B'chol Yom,
what people are referring to.
What people that everybody calls a Tlan and Ayo. That's Maisim Echoyo. And that you see that from Rabbi Loi himself, his speech. In human speech, you call this a Tlan and this an Ayo. Comes along, the Gemara answers, yeah, but you forgot the Drasha. There's a Drasha, you forgot the Psukim. The Torah doesn't do that. So, Parshat Pshat is, so what? Let's say you stay with tower phone. Right? There's no pasuk in the tower phone in the Torah for a tower phone. And now you make a shinui, and it's no longer called a tower phone. You change it, and now it's called a computer. You change it from the name. It's no longer, this used to be called the tower phone, and now because of the shinui that happened, even though it's not enough of a shinui to be considered shinui kaina, but it gets a new name. It's no longer called a smartphone. It's called a computer. So you wouldn't be kind of with Shina Shame. I assume you're kind of Shina Shame. The Torah never changed the shame. Torah never called it a telephone. The Torah never called it a computer. So plus it's shot.
Let me compare the cases that
by people.
It's not just the Torah.
Because there is no shame. Not everything in the Torah has a shame. And people, it goes by. If we wouldn't have had these psukim in the Torah, Rabbi Loi knew that the Torah calls a baby animal a different chain.
Rabbi, the Torah is talking about it, and the Torah clearly shows there's no difference.
So Rabbi Loi's question is, because from people. So what's the Gemara's answer? Well, the Torah calls it the same name. So what? It's still a
shinui. The Torah's the difference between the two. to make it real shinui. The Torah's megala that it's not really enough of a difference.
The fact that it has a shinui Hashem, is that a simen or a siva? You're saying it's a simen. The fact that it has a different name is a simen, that it's something different. I thought that it's a siva. That it's a siva. The fact that it's a different name, it could be a bunch of mishigam. That for some reason, in they call this one thing and they call this something else, right? You got a noodle. There's a noodle. There's called a, I forgot all my names. I once listened to a Tartar from Rabbi
Yerachim. Not Mishigayim. The Torah does mention
every noodle has a baby's name too. There's a it was originally called a macaroni or spaghetti, and now it's called, what's when you make a spaghetti thinner, what's it called?
Linguini.
Okay, I can't even pronounce it. But linguini. Okay. So someone went ahead and took a razor and he split the spaghetti in half, and now it has a different name. And forget, no one would ever call that spaghetti anymore. No, it looks like spaghetti, but no, a different name. So that's Pashup Shot. It's a Siba. It's not a Simon. In the reality, you can't, spaghetti is
Toast
Magala. 550 years ago, when I was a kid, all spaghettis were called spaghetti. I don't know. When I grew up, there was no such thing as all these 50 different types of spaghettis and noodles. There was just one thing. You went to the store, you bought spaghetti, and you bought macaroni. That's it.
Now not the Italian markets.
What?
Not in the Italian markets.
Okay, but in the Jewish market. But now they got different names. We go by the world of Hashta. In the world of Hashta, based on whichever Mishigoyim are running the world, they view it as a different entity.
Rebbe, there's another problem. Ago,
it wasn't a different entity.
The Torah views the natural development of man.
Now, that's a suit. That's not a suit.
The Torah's not saying exclusively that's the name of the animal. The Torah does say eagle. The Torah uses other names. Okay, so perhaps
the Torah is David. Torah was 2,000 years ago. Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Torah has multiple names.
The
animal is young. It has multiple
words. There's a lot of words in the Torah that in modern Hebrew means completely different. For Shiva, one of my favorite stories, a guy came over to me with a kasha. The Shiva gives popo shirim, but he was reading the Orchid Tzadikim, and the Orchid Tzadikim has a whole speech about how popo is so terrible, right? Because it's not MS chat. And yet the Shiva gets popo shiurim, right? And then the Shiva told us that in Sabaka they had a famous piskam that another yes, shiflis no. It says in the Torah, in the Mishnah, so the answer always is the words can change their meaning. Shiflis in the time of the Chum Enav, in the Mishnah meant Anava, and today Shiflis means depression.
Rebbe, isn't there another problem here?
Because in the Torah's time, and it was called one name, so what?
If she the Torah's Megala, that development of an animal is not considered in Hashem specifically as a concept, that the development of an animal doesn't make, the Torah's Megala, that the natural development of an animal doesn't count for Shini Hashem.
But the Chayra, the Shini Hashem is not a simen, it's a siva.
Rebbe, if you take a step back for a second, if one person in the world said it, we'd obviously say it's not.
Well, what would it be if you live in a country, in one country, it's a shinui, the guy had a good point. In Italy, they have different names for their noodles, and in a different country, all noodles are called the same. I would think that in Italy, you're kind of with a shinui, shame. And if you did the same thing to your noodles in some other country, you're not kind of.
Rebbe, there's another problem here. The other problem is it seems to be backwards, meaning to say that all along was an aisle is irrelevant. The fact is it was a tle, now it's no longer a tle, it's only an aisle. So it's still sheen and shame. Or it always was a shore, it doesn't make a difference. Now it's no longer what's a baby shore?
An eagle.
Now it's no longer an eagle. It's only a shore.
That's still called Kain Shaganov. If it was initially had a shame aisle, and it still has a, and it never.
No, but you don't. No one would call it a shore. No one would call it. Everyone would call it a sled.
That's not true, though. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is simply saying, in some sense, it is Kari Shore and it is Kari Tail. So I'm not sure what you mean to say. The fact that
it's no longer Tles
insufficient, because that still, if it's Shame Isle always existed, then that's not, that hasn't been Yotze Legamri from its initial shame.
It's obviously the same species. It didn't morph into new species. It used to be a caterpillar, now it's a butterfly. It's still the same species.
Again, it's not.
Anyway, I think we have to do some research.
There's a Das Torah, Rebbe.
Yes, but I couldn't find the sefer.
Oh.
What does he say?
I don't know.
I saw also the Matzeiak says Das Torah. Das Torah is from Rav Shadron. Rav Shadron's grandfather, who was also named Shadron, I believe.
Well, I've seen it before. Oh, that's the safer that I can find. I've seen it on Hebrew books before, so I can try to look.
Yeah, okay, all right. So maybe you can. So I thought the yeshiva actually owned it, and I looked for it, and I could not. We own Das Torah on Shmarachayim, but we don't own on Yeridea. So I don't know. I think Queens owns it. Okay, I have to look. In other words, if the $1 million shy that we do not know, because we're, like I always say, we're a bunch of Amoratsim, is Shinui. Assuming something has no name in the Torah, is Shinui Hashem, the first question is Shinui Hashem governed by what people say, or is it only governed by the Torah? Or another, let's say, you know, somebody saying the example of a tower farm. There's no Shinui Hashem in the Torah, because it never had a name in the Torah. The Torah never calls spaghetti. There's no word for spaghetti in the Torah. So when you make a Shinui, can there be a Shinui Hashem in spaghetti? Or is only a Shinui Hashem if you change from the Torah's language? The Torah doesn't have a word for spaghetti, and there's no Shinui Hashem. I'm assuming that that's
not true. From
I'm assuming that if you can do a Shinui Hashem on something, doesn't have a name in the Torah. I'm sorry, Yosef, and let me just send to it. So assuming it's not true, and you could make a Shinui Hashem in spaghetti, so I don't understand the Gemara. What do I care if in the Torah's time there's no Shinui? But we don't care. We see we go by our time. Yeah, what? I'm sorry, Yosef.
And don't the Rishon refer to noodles as etrios, don't they? I mean, it's okay, brought down and talk about brachas.
But I do not know. Do they? First of all, I don't know. I'm not such a bucky. I'm not a bucky. Maybe in Hilchos Brachos, maybe. But do they make a distinction between spaghetti and the skinny spaghetti and angel here? And I forgot the guy said angel, this other fancy word. Tortellini, I don't know what it is,
vermicelli,
and spaghetti and skinny spaghetti. I know. And thin spaghetti and angel.
Tortellini.
Here, and this, what?
Tortellini, lasagna.
Okay, I don't know. Lasagna, no, it's really
it was actually a whole long shach and taz, and then the I think taz madur bas, shach madur basra, and the taz. I think in Krusa Kesef about different types of meat. If lean meat and fatty meat are considered two minim or one min.
Okay.
So
the gabi
it
what?
Could be, you know, the talk about what? The pasta shapes. The different pasta shapes are designed to have different textures and tastes. It's not just down there making up new shapes for the sake of it. They talk about the that they have a that they each serve a different purpose.
Okay, I tell you the truth, I'm not convinced. It's like they have these wines. When you speak to a wine connoisseur, there's muscat and there's this and there's that and. Why is wine and soda is soda, you know? And pop is pop.
Let me give out. Rebbe, there are wine connoisseurs around the world. They're rolling in their graves now, and they're still alive.
Okay.
It's like the Chazal.
In the Chazal, does the Torah have different words in the Gemara? Do we find different words for different types of wine? There's sweet wines and semi-sweet wines and you know, dry wines. I don't know if we find different words in the Chazal. So the fact that, but I don't know what. So the question is whether we go by the fact that in the Torah we only find one name for wine in the whole Torah, Yain. I don't think I'm not familiar. I don't know. So but in today's world, you know, there's champagne. This is not wine. This is champagne. You know. So would that be a Shinui? Kinda, I turned my wine into champagne. This is sparkling wine.
That would be a very neat trick to change your wine to champagne, Rebbe.
No, okay, listen, you're talking to an Amoret. Champagne is not, what's champagne?
No, it is. You just can't convert one type of wine into another type of wine.
No.
You can't make a dry wine into a sweet wine or vice versa.
Why can't you just put sugar in?
Rebbe appears to be comfortable with the idea that based on how specific or kind of more vague language of people, how they use it, even though the animal is no different, whether they use a more specific or less specific language, that's going to affect whether or not Shinui's Kona.
Yeah, because I'm under the impression that if it governs, that it doesn't have to have a word in the Torah. I'm under the impression that you could have Shinui Kona by, there are very few things in the world that have words in the Torah. You know, the Torah is not such a complete vocabulary. So to say that Shinui Kona is only limited to things that have two words in the Torah,
maybe if a historian came and told us, hey, we don't, you guys, even though everybody does that today, but 200 years ago, they didn't make a distinction between calling these two things two different things.
Right. You know, let's say you have a shirt. So it used to be a shirt with a shirt. Today there's a part. Today they distinguish. They call this a dress shirt, and this is a polo shirt, and this is, you know, for 50 years they go, a shirt was a shirt, a suit was a suit. Today this is called the tuxedo, and this is called the this, and this is called the that.
Maybe such evidence would be relevant as to whether or not a shinui would be a shinui hashem would be a valid shinui hashem or not.
It would be relevant.
Meaning, I don't know.
All I'm trying to say is that to me,
it's a little funny that if no one's arguing about the etzem quality of the tle or the aisle, they're just that one culture is more specific in referring to it as an aisle, and one culture is less. If we have a broader context for the Torah.
So let's do some research. Well, today's Wednesday. We're having a break. I hope you guys saw Sunday. I have to start a half hour late. I have graduation, and I'm the first speaker. So hopefully I can sneak out after.
Does Rebbe always schedule it like that?
What?
Does Rebbe always schedule it to be the first?
Yeah, okay. But the
Torah is different. I hear the Torah is very different than history. It's not just at a certain point in history, people called it that. The Torah is eternal, right? Even in today's time.
So you're saying that it could be if something doesn't have a name, you know, you're saying that maybe something has no name at all, then we go by it as bad as that. But if the Torah uses the same name, then that's a simon. Okay, we'll have to see. I don't know. I would like to see, we should find this.
I'm looking it up. I'm having trouble finding it right now.
Okay.
Rebbe, do we understand how or why?
We should do some research. It's probably should be discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, like a pretty basic around. Maybe we should learn a little further than the Gemara.
But Rebbe, do we understand how or why Shinui Hashem works?
What?
Do we understand how or why Shinui Hashem works in the first place?
Yes, because there's a pasuk the Gemara says on the next Amid, that how do we know Shinui Kainek? Because it's a Heshev, it's like Zayda Asher Gozal. It has to be Im Kein Asher Gozal, Yaxer, Bimlav, Dom, Biyama, Goy, Shlume. And apparently there are two ways that you can be not considered Kein Asher Gozal. Either because there's a Shinui in the Guf, you smashed his car, so even though it's still called a Cadillac, but it's a Cadillac with a giant dent in it. So that's a Shinui in the Guf. So that's not like an ancient Ganav. Or it has a Shinui Shem. Pashup Shad, Shinui Shem is also learned out from the same exact Pasuk because it's not an ancient Ganav. And I think the Pesach Yeshua said that in the over here, that we learn out Shinui Hashem from that same Pasuk. Now it could be Shamir is making a face at me. Am I saying something wrong? Where we are, you're muted.
I'm just trying to look for the Das Torah book. I'm looking for the Das Torah
safer. Okay, I'm sorry. You're making a face. I'm getting nervous. You know, when I was in the Blatt chair, the Reshiva would not let Rabbi David Harris talk. I was in the base Spanish. And David Harris came back from Rai. He wasn't allowed to talk. He used to come to sessions, wasn't allowed to talk. So he would sit there in the Chazar of the Pilpushir, you know, with those sessions, and he would make faces. And then the Rashi would say, would stop in the middle of our, and everyone's screaming. He wasn't out the door. And he would make a face. And then Rashi would call, David, what's wrong? Said, oh, you're asking me, I can talk. He used to always say, no, nothing, you remember that?
Not clearly,
But
he used to make faces. He used to make faces. He seemed like, you know, he was very expressive. And then there she would call at him, and then he could talk. But okay. Anyway,
Rebbe, by the time Rebbe Harris came back from Rochester, I think Rebbe was in the Kol already.
No, I was not in Kol. No.
He came back in 1982.
Okay, listen, I don't remember. I don't remember. 82.
Didn't Rebbe leave for Eretz Yisrael in 84?
What?
Didn't Rebbe leave for Eretz Yisrael by 84?
No.
86,
not 86, 87? No, but I was in, but around that age, maybe that's when I got them. Maybe so. Maybe I was just getting married then. I got married in Baba Basra. I don't know. You can figure out the dates. But I don't know. But anyway, but it could
be. Is
that
how you celebrate your anniversary with your wife? You said we got married in Baba Basra. You can only remember the anniversary every 7 years?
Yeah. Okay. But a nice, okay, what's the difference? Okay, let's go a drop further. So we need to do a little research on the din of Shinui Shem. So, okay, Mikoma Kom Kasha. So they still have a Kasha on what's the Mikoma Kom Kasha? So Rashi says the Rabbi Loi, because Rabbi Loi said, Tzlei Ben Asa Ayo is. There is no Dao Dei. And here we call it a Braisa that says that there is Dao Dei. So he says, Am Rav Sheshes, Homani Beshamahi, the Omar Shini Bimikomo Madness, the Lokani, the Tanya, nothing of Essen. So they bring a rye from Essen. So I don't, someone help me because I'm rushing here. What is, I'm you know, the Gemara brings, that Rav Shammai does not hold Shinui Kaina. How do we know? Because by Esnan is that you give a Zaina, a like a mashkin for the payment, or a form of including the payment itself for the mashkin payment. I think
the payment you give her a chitim and then
yeah, so you give her the payment. So that what you give her is usher. So yeah. Now you have Nasa Vasa Chita Vasa Sida, Saita Vasa Shaman, Anava Vasa Yaim, Tani Khada Asa, Tani Ada Mutter, Rabbi Yaisa, Tani Tani Guryo the Miss Worka, got that name of the place, Vishama Yasurmisina was Atira. So we have a machlaikas of Vivekashino in an Esnan, whether it has a din of an Esnan or not. So what does that have to do with Shinui Kaina? But Shina Hashem, whether Shina Hashem is kind or not.
There's a connect. If you say Shina is enough to get rid of the Mias, it's a new thing enough that it's the Mias of it's being transacted for Znus services is no longer there. So then it potentially follows that similarly it's no longer the item that was stolen, roughly.
But why did that follow? There's the fact that
if it's enough of a difference to get rid of the Mias,
is learned from a Pasuk. Right?
Eventually, this
without a pasuk, without a pasuk by Geneva, we would never know Shinui is Kaina. Is
there potentially this pasuk though?
Is there also a pasuk by Esnan that Shinui is Kaina or not Kaina?
Yes, Gam Shneim.
What?
Or Bisham, well, there's Shneim.
There's no pasuk that it's Kona, Aaron. There's a pasuk that might be considered a Dabar Chadash and no longer the original.
The Marsha calls it a kol shekain, I believe. That from that if Esnan works, it'll kol shekain.
It sounds like from the Gemara that's a separate pasuk. So when I don't
yeah, it is its own pasuk, its own drasha there. What? Yeah, Esnan has its own drasha.
Right. I mean, we're gonna see in the Gemara. The Gemara, and I'm just rushing.
Right here.
I have to also go back to my board meeting. But the Gemara is calls it also. But so what in the world is the connection between? There's a pasuk by Gazo, which is Gemara on Samach Vavam and Av, Darshan Shina Kaina. There's a pasuk by Esnan, which we also Darshan Shina Kaina. So just because you hold of one drasha, you have to hold of the other. Why are the, where in the world does a Gemara make that the two machlekesim are totally zebizet, right?
Isn't this Tosos question?
The drasha of Shina Kaina by Gazo, because it's the Hase of Agzeda Shur Gazo. My time on Usher goes out that some type of MK should go to the Yaksim Lav Zamiyama. By Esnan, there's a Pasik. The Gemara says, Obeisido, Haim Velo Shinueyam. It's on the bottom of the page, right? In the right here. So, based on the Drasha by Esnan, that Shino is Kaina. There's a drasha by Geneva, Shinoi's kind of. They said it doesn't hold of Esnan because they have a drasha for Kert, right? So why in the world, just because Beishamai, the Gemara says, and we should read the last line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time at Beishamai, I'm up to the last line of the Gemara. Tiksiv gam the rabbos shinuayim. Ubeisino hei velo shinuayim. So Beishamai learned that Shinoi is not called by Esnan, they have a pasuk. So what does this have to do with Geneva? By Geneva, there is no pasuk. Right? How does the Gemara connect? Where the Machlokes, the Rav Sheshes, says, since Beishamai hold, Shina is not going to by Esnan. So therefore, Shina is not going to by Geneva. What's the connection? Yes. So what?
Well, doesn't Tosos raise the point? Like says that structurally, if you darshan that Shina's Koda, then you would be, that would tell you you have to darshan like Beisol.
Why? Is one have to do with the other?
In very loosely, it could be that by Esnan it's also Tully in the way the Bailus works out there too, or the Kenyan. So
which Titus are you quoting?
The short, the second to last one, the little guy. Hamani. He has the Hechim Damalei,
and the language of Tosas looks very interesting.
There's a play Yeshua also that's very, that's like a one line play Yeshua on this.
The play Yeshua we saw argue with the Tosos Pashim.
Okay.
Why is he arguing with the Tosos? I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay, so that's, can we just leave for tomorrow, for next week? So we have two things to work on. First of all, we have to, we want to get a little bit understanding of the concept of Shinoi altogether. Why Shinoi is China? Is it Xeris Akosov? Is it a Svara? Is there a logic to the Svara? Is it, you know, is it a pure Xeris Akosov? Is the Pasuk Megala Svara? Probably makes a very big difference. The second question is, assuming that there is some, what is it totally on by Shinoi Hashem? Is it totally on Shinoi Hashem? Is it totally on biblical, so to speak, or is it totally on Mizman Hazeh? And what happens if different countries have different languages? Do you go by every country? Is it every country its own language? Right. And what happens if it used to be, it wasn't the Shinoi Hashem, and now it's the Shinoi Hashem? All these questions. And then now we have another question, which does sound like Tavis talked about, but I still don't know what he's saying, because the Gemara seems to have two totally different drushes. One for Shinoi by Esnan and one by Shinoi by Geneva. So if there are two different drushes, then the pashas are not totally zebizet. If they're totally zebizet, then you don't need two drushes. So
that's the next Tosfos raises the point of the drushes.
Okay, so we have to learn the dices. Okay, so we have to understand why did the Gemara make that the din of Shinoi, whether or not it's kind of by Geneva, is totally in the machlokes by Shammai, by Sino, by Esnan. What is the connection? Why is one thing totally on the other? Okay, I'm gonna, and so tomorrow, Sunday, we're gonna start at 8:30. I'm sorry, I just don't know if I'll be able to make any sooner. Depends with how fast the graduates walk down. But okay, all right, good job, everyone.
Good job.
I remember I learned with Hanan.